It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plutta. I'm not scared of lions
and tigers and bears. Rick, we really haven't heard much about referendum proofing since back in December and the legislature's now infamous lame duck session.
But the wait will soon be over. We have a new controversy and a referendum-proofed bill before the state Senate. It could be voted on next week.
And we've talked about this before. When the legislature wants to make sure a controversial bit of business can't be reversed by voters using the referendum, they put a little money, a little spending into the bill.
Right. That makes the legislation an appropriation, and to protect the full faith and credit of the state, the Michigan Constitution says that's the only kind of law that cannot be challenged by a referendum.
It's been going on for a long time.
Referendum proofing.
Exactly, but it's really picked up steam in the last 3 years. The legislature now regularly makes its controversial work immune to referendums. The repeal of the item pricing law, the income tax on pensions, and the right to work law, just to name a few.
Strangely, the legislature did not referendum proof the first emergency manager law it passed in the last session, and after voters rejected it, the legislature did turn around and pass a new emergency manager law with a referendum proofing appropriation in it.
So now what's the newest controversy that's about to be protected from the nuisance of voter rejection?
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh
my. Well, not tigers or lions.
Not even mountain lions?
Nope, but bears, as well as beavers, bobcats, brant, coot. What's a coot?
That would be you, my friend.
Okay, continuing. Coyote, crow, deer, ducks, elk, fisher, Florida gallinule, fox, geese, hare, Hungarian partridge, marten, mink, moose, muskrat, opossum, otter, pheasant, quail, rabbit, raccoon, ruffed grouse, sharp-tailed grouse, skunk, snipe, sora rail, squirrel, Virginia rail, weasel, wild turkey, wolves, woodchuck, and woodcock.
Impressive. That is the list of game species that would be allowed by law in Michigan. And the measure includes $1 million, ostensibly for fish and game management. But it also, you guessed it, makes sure voters can't reject it with the referendum.
And this matters specifically because that was done to neutralize the wolf hunting referendum before it's even officially on the ballot. More than 250,000 signatures have to be certified. They were turned in last month. And that should happen in the next few weeks, and then it would go on the November 2014 ballot.
But if this hunting bill is adopted by the legislature and signed by Governor Rick Snyder, that referendum, even though it's on the ballot, would be irrelevant.
As you pointed out, this referendum proofing, while it's been around for a while, it used to be rare. It was considered a little underhanded. The referendum is a right, after all, in the state constitution. But now, referendum proofing is pretty common. And I'm wondering, is this something that's just going to be a characteristic of the Bolger-Richardville legislature, or is this now part of the permanent culture in Lansing?
Well, not if a new ballot campaign gets its way. There's a petition drive underway to amend the state constitution to outlaw this sort of thing. The Voters for Fair Use of Ballot Referendum.
Fair Use of Ballot Referendum. That acronym will be familiar to fans of the movie Saving Private Ryan. But anyway, Zoe, this fight over hunting, wolf hunting in this case, is really pretty ancient. There is a lot of politics in wildlife management.
Mm-hmm. In 1996, conservation groups put Proposal G on the ballot. It gave the people appointed to the State Natural Resources Commission more clout over hunting and fishing, and that was a direct response to Proposal D, an effort to ban the use of dogs and bait in bear hunting.
Right, that was a petition drive. Anyway, Proposal G passed, Proposal D failed. And hunters have argued ever since then that do-gooders, animal rights activists, are ignoring science and accepted wildlife management practices to get their way. In 2006, a referendum struck down a mourning dove hunting season.
So this would bring an end to all that. But animal rights groups like the Humane Society say this new hunting legislation is dirty pool. They collected their signatures fair and square, and the Natural Resources Commission is basically an advocate for hunters.
And there is truth to that. I think it's fair to say, Zoe, that vegetarians are not well represented among the happy hunters on the Natural Resources Commission.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.